Welcome to We Mentor Mondays podcast with Nancy. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery. Learn something new from our stories today. Welcome back to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy. I'm still here interviewing with Kristen and Jason Campbell, and you've heard the first part of how they've started their businesses or evolved into a second generation business. And the next chapter is to learn a little bit more about how you two make it work between the two of you. So we'll focus on your partnership.
Okay.
So we were just talking briefly about how you're learning from each other as we're talking in this kind of platform, which you normally would in a mentoring session, you know, where you're talking about your relationship. And when I started this, I was concerned about like trade secrets. But if you're talking about your own relationship with your business, that's not a trade secret. And so to our audience members, some of the parts of how a business is run, I'm not going to talk about because it is trade secret. But there are certain aspects of the relationship that are really important for, and it's kind of a mystery, like you were saying.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if Kristen realizes how important she is to me when it comes to business on that aspect of it. I bounce a lot of things off of her. Sometimes she gets the brunt of my
frustration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't necessarily fair to her. She's always been there and, you know, worked through it with me, which is much appreciated. Sometimes I just need to get it out.
Yeah.
And there's no other person to get it out with.
Yeah.
And she's really, you know, been there for me, been my rock when I needed somebody there to vent frustration, bounce things off of.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's much appreciated. It really is. And, you know, I hope that she does, feels the same way and can do that with me also.
Do you?
I absolutely feel the same way. You know, I feel like he can relate to some of the issues I have, you know, sometimes with maybe if I'm having a bad day or I can't figure out my QuickBooks or, you know, something like that. And he can sometimes walk me through some of the problems that I have or just tell me to calm down a little bit. He's actually very calming. He has a calming demeanor about him, and especially when it comes to technology, because I can get very frustrated with things, and he's very patient and sometimes even like fix my issues for me, which I love.
We always need somebody, yeah, like that. Your right arm guy.
Right.
Excellent. Okay. So there is a question that begs to be answered. Some people might think, like when you were out of work and when his dad had passed away, that Jason's dad had passed away, he's sitting to my left, that you might have joined the business. But what made you decide to carve out a different path for yourself?
I do not think we would work well together that closely, to be honest. It is a family business. And because it's not my family of origin, I feel that I don't really have a lot of input, about the business. I mean, I can speak my opinions about things, but it's their business, you know, their family business. I didn't even really want to do that, I guess. I mean, I'd rather have my own thing going.
Yeah. And how has that benefited your relationship?
By me not working there? I think we don't fight as much as we probably would.
Oh, I know that.
I don't know. It gives us each our own thing and our own space. You know, we're not together then 24/7 because we, you know, not having kids, we do spend a lot of time together. And it is just the two of us, you know, like at night and stuff, and which is great. But you still need your own space and your own interests and your own things that you do separately.
So it sounds like you made a conscious decision.
Yeah.
And you talked it over. Did you ever feel like you wanted her to be in the business?
Not necessarily. I think I could kind of read her. You know, I didn't think that was ever really a viable option. I mean, she has always stated and said that, you know, if you need any help through this time, if you, you know, I'll come down there, I'll do what needs to be done, I'll help you out in any way possible during this transition period of after my father's death.
Sure.
And, you know, when times get tough, she's always there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mentioned, I could kind of read her. I respect and admire her independence. And, you know, that would have been compromised in some way, I believe, if she came down and we worked together.
Yeah, because it wasn't her vision.
Right.
Yeah.
It really wouldn't have been her total decision. And, you know, I was standing behind her on, you know, the staging opportunity that she came up with.
Yeah. And that to me seems like it really strengthened the decision, the conscious decisions that you two made during this really life-changing experience helped strengthen your relationship in a way that you might not have been together had you not really talked through those things as much. And the respect that you have, the level of respect for each other, and your desire to, Jason, your support of Kristen, encouraging her to go after her dream. And did you ever feel like, I don't think this is going to work for her?
I mean, there were times where I knew she was frustrated and I knew things weren't going as quickly, let's call it, as she would have liked when she started the business. And like she had mentioned before, this was probably the worst time in the last 20 years to get into a business that's involved with homes and staging. And,
yes.
You know, and obviously Unidor is in that type of business too. So, you know, it was a, you know, work in progress, and I always looked at it from the start. It's just her demeanor and her drive, that she, inner drive is what I call it.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't get up in the morning and just go and do what they have to do, and she can and does.
Yeah, absolutely. And time, over and
to
over.
To me, that was a lot of the battle, is to be that type of person.
Yeah.
And I always knew that she could do it. Okay. I always knew that she could do it. And I remember many a times when she would get frustrated or things weren't going, as like I had mentioned, as quick as she thought they should be.
Yeah.
You know, we had a little deal going for a while that I would kind of spur her along, whether she needed it or not. you know.
We had a deal. Yeah.
This just was the unconscious just
remind
part.
Me that I have to go and do this. So I would remind her. Getting back to that, I never really, I knew she was passionate about what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when she showed the passion and, you know, got the certification she needed, and I saw what she was doing in her business on building it, the networking, the everything involved in it, and then taking on the books and taking on learning new things and pretty much, you know, evolving from all these different areas that she had never been involved in before, told me that, you know, she meant business. You know,
she's serious about this.
She was serious and she was going to do it and she was going to make it work. So I don't know exactly when that time was, but it was a work in progress and I saw it evolving in front of me. So,
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like I said, I'm proud of her.
Yeah. So, it sounds like through the difficult times, you found ways to stay connected with each other and also, kind of transcend into a new way of being in relationship with each other. It almost, seems too like it was something you could look forward to during a very dark period. Like you were carving out a new niche and challenging yourself in a different way. And you were also doing the same.
Yeah, and we had each other, you know, that was one thing. We had each other to bounce things off of and vent, and, you know, it was a tough time for both of us. It really was. And that's the, you know, the respect that I have for her comes from a lot of different areas, but it's also the deep love, you know. You, when you really care about a person, everything else sometimes just kind of doesn't matter in a way.
Yeah.
You go down to more of a core on
what's the most important.
Not necessarily a business owner, but this is my wife, Kristen. You know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different feelings and avenues, and I think we went through a lot of different feelings and you know, emotions.
You went through grief.
And,
yeah.
You know, and we worked through those together and.
During the time, did you go through any grief counseling or any outside help that you got to talk about what you were experiencing, or was it mainly between the two of you that you sorted out your...
I talked to outside groups on, you know, without him, just on my own, like in a group kind of setting. And then a lot with my family and close friends. So I think he had some people too that he could talk to separately, because I think we needed more than just each other, you know, at that time. There were moments where I couldn't be there for him emotionally, and I think, you know, vice versa. So we needed to find
different places
to get that support or just be able to vent or talk or whatever.
Yeah. Where did you go, Jason, for support?
Well, I have some other people I know through business that I've known for, you know, since I got into it 20, you know, 30 years, that obviously I met with and through my dad on the business aspect of it. And, you know, I've had such a close relationship and a business relationship with those type of people that it's kind of twofold.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, they understand family issues and, you know, the emotions that you go through, they've seen it and they've dealt with it with others. So there was a smaller network of people, you know, that I bounced things off of and so on and so forth. But Kristen is right. I think at that time we needed to independently go out a little bit too. We always knew that we had each other.
Yes.
But we did need outside independent
Well, the emotions with grief are just really intense, and it's hard to get a handle around it. But yeah, you need each other and people in different ways, and to figure out yourself, like, what am I going through? And so I can see where, you know, you can't take all that intensity and share it with each other if you're both intense.
Right.
Intensely going through that.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. I mean, it sounds really great with how you are able to address your needs. Is it clearer now when you reflect back?
I think we've both matured a lot over the past 5, 6, 7 years, 6 years. Our relationship is stronger now than it ever has been. And I think we're in such a good place that, and I don't even know how exactly we got to it, but we both put a lot of work into it. Specifically, I mean, there's a lot of specifics, but we never have given up on each other, and I don't know. It's like there's a saying that I've seen recently. It's a successful marriage is a perfect marriage is two imperfect people refusing to give up, or something like that. And it suits us very well because we both definitely have our flaws, but I think maturity is a huge one, that we've both grown and matured a lot.
Well, it sounds like you have really good communication with each other.
We do. You kind of have to, I think, when it's just the two of you. Either that or you have a very lonely marriage. So,
or you talk to yourself a lot.
You know, and I didn't. There are certain things that I know I want and I will work for, and I knew I wanted. I think we both just want to be happy. We both are, you know, very little drama. You know, life is too short. I think that's a lot of what we both learned through all of this, through his dad passing away, when I found out I had cancer. You know, it just, you think about life differently and you value different things. And you don't want to miss out on opportunities, and you know, you just you get a little I don't know, you're just there's less fear involved in doing certain things, and I think that was maybe a big part of it. I know at least for me it was, because I was so scared when I got the diagnosis, and you know, your mind goes to the worst place possible just right off the bat, that, yeah, you know, you're dead already. And once you get through that shock and start processing it and going through that experience, you realize that life is short. I mean, we're only here for a certain amount of time, and you can be happy and do things you enjoy, or you can be miserable and angry and bitter, and I'm not going to live my life like that. And I think he feels the same way. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. It's very constructive and hopeful. So that's a good place for us to kind of wrap up for today is what are you looking forward to? What do you want to be working toward over this next coming year?
For me, it's just continuing to grow my business, to increase my clients, to possibly evolve a little bit and start doing more repurposing of furniture and like smaller decorative things, and maybe adding that in as either a service or more of a retail type of thing. But I definitely just want to keep on increasing my client base.
And the skill set that you are improving is you just went through some sales training mm-hmm. to help you with feeling confident to really put yourself out there in a bigger way.
Yep. I learned that people aren't going to necessarily find you. You have to... You can't just sit and wait for the phone to ring. So you have to.
The hustle is on.
You've got to pick up the phone and you have to call people and let them know about you. So
even in this day and age.
Yep, exactly.
Excellent. Thank you. How about you, Jason?
My aspirations are to diversify my client base. Also to, manage sales a little bit better than it is. I think there's room for improvement on that. Overall, I think, the economy is coming around in our sector, let's call it, and what we see. And I just want to be poised. And like I had mentioned, diversification, but I want to be poised for this uptick in sales and be ready for it and make sure that Unidor is run as lean as possible and, make as much profit as you can. Also, I'm dabbling with coming out with some new product lines. I came out with a new product line a few years ago that's taken off pretty well. And
what's that called?
I'd like to get back into that. It's a product called Uni-White, and it's a white veneer that's sandable and paintable and primable.
And oh, boy, nice.
So that I put on just like a normal wood veneer, but it's pure white, and it goes with a prime door. So keep evolving, coming out with new products and trying to run the company as proficient as possible.
Excellent. Well, thank you for both. For our mentoring session today, both of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Cabea, sound engineer.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.